This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute, a physician, a veteran of the FDA. Henry's been with me since the beginning, and as we go through this, very much like a dark room where you've got your hands out and you can see your hands, but you can't see much farther ahead of you. You know there are bad things possible, but you've got to keep your sense of direction. So bad things are possible with variants. Henry, I come to a headline. This is from the Times of Israel within these last hours. COVID boosters for at-risk groups may help avert new variants. Subhead, the immunocompromised now receiving third shots are thought to be origin of new strains. So the move to bolster their defenses may also be helping wider society. Reading, as the world worries about the prospect of new coronavirus variants, Israel's booster shot policy may help to address an important vulnerability. Jerusalem blazed a trail 2 weeks ago announcing that most immunocompromised people could receive a third shot of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Only France had such a policy before Israel, and only a few other countries have followed so far. Henry, this is all news to me. A third shot to prevent the virus penetrating to people who have already had two shots, and the first group is immunocompromised. Does that mean, as the first group was the elderly with comorbidity, that it will come to all of us eventually that we'll need a third shot because of these variants?
Well, it could, John. It's really a question whose answer is based on what the science shows and what policymakers decide. It's certainly a wise decision for the immunocompromised, people who have had organ transplants, who are on cancer chemotherapy, or who have immune diseases, because the data show that they do not mount a good response to the vaccines. Some mount hardly any response at all after the two-shot series. But there is evidence that a third shot, a booster, does begin to elicit a more robust response. So that's a good thing. And again, it goes to that the concept of flattening the curve, of preventing additional infections, not only to protect the individuals who are getting the boosters, but also to protect society more broadly from more mutants, dangerous mutants arising. Now, there's a policy question here about whether for the population at large, it makes more sense to give a booster dose of the existing vaccines or to use those doses in, say, sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Asia where the vaccine is virtually unavailable. That's a policy question, and we'll see how that's sorted out down the road.
The Bloomberg editorial on this matter, especially keen on the parts of the world that do not have vaccine or not vaccinated, less than 1% in some countries, maybe not even negligible rates in some countries, is worried not only about the fact that their vaccine is not available, but their regulatory hurdles are delaying vaccine shipments, writes Bloomberg. While most poor countries have rushed to launch initial vaccination campaigns, many have experienced with large vaccination programs. It's not clear how prepared they are to expand adult vaccination programs. Unpredictable supply only compounds the problem. In other words, with Moderna and Pfizer, I believe, you need refrigeration technology that is not widely available. And we have supply problems. We have supply problems worldwide for food items, for ordinary things. So the vaccine shipments would be part of that. Now, here's the twist, Henry. The logic of what I'm reading in Israel and what I've learned from the BBC is that the virus is always changing as to the population, the region, the time, the viral load. Does that mean an unvaccinated third world, what used to be called the third world, the developing world, an unvaccinated developing world is a laboratory for more variants that would then spread to the vaccinated developed world?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, John. And that's, again, a real concern because of the amount of a virus, new virus that's being produced in these countries. There's also a kind of catch-22 in that the parts of the world.
We have a minute, Henry, a minute. Go ahead.
The parts of the world where the virus is spreading pretty much unchecked are also the parts of the world where people can't shelter in place, can't shut down their economies, or else the population starves. So so this is a real difficulty. I want one last point. The so-called non-pharmaceutical interventions, the sheltering, the avoiding crowds, hand washing, masking with good masks, preferably N95, always work. They'll work against any of the variants, and that should be our first line of defense.
Dr. Henry Miller, physician, Pacific Research Institute, a senior fellow. HenryMillerMD.org is the website to watch Henry's filings on these matters. A third shot, question mark, masks, here. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.